Okay, today's daf is Megillah Yerushalmi, daf Lamed Gimel, the last daf here in the third parak, going over to the fourth and final parak here in Maseches Megillah. So we are talking about the nyanim of special parts of the Torah that have special qualities, and they even had a set of brachas for themselves, even in the days when the aliyahs were only, you know, one bracha lefaneh before the first aliyah and one bracha lacharei after the last aliyah. We learned that, at least in the Yerushalmi, and this is what the Achronim point out, Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Taz on Shulchan Aruch, that there was still certain parts of the Torah that got their own brachas, including the Tochacha, including the Shira, including Aseres HaDibros, including maybe the last eight psukim of the Torah. Those all for sure had brachas. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, if you remember we mentioned, against the minhag of, there are certain minhagim of certain Hasidic, minhagim of not having the bracha on the Tochacha. Moshe will call up, don't call up for the Tochacha. Right, the name is not called up, but obviously there's somebody who gets the aliyah. So Rav Moshe has a tshuvah where he blasts the minhag of not calling anyone up. It's against everything. And it's mamish not only against the minhag of having a part of Torah that doesn't have a bracha, even in the days, I don't remember if he mentions this, and I'll look it up again, even in the days when the rest of the Torah didn't get its own bracha, the Tochacha dafka got a bracha. Right, so it's even worse. So I don't remember if he quote makes that point, but that's the Ha'ara ha'ara to make. Okay, so let's get back to Lamed Beis Lamed Beis towards the bottom. We just spoke about how it's written, Ariach al Gabi Ariach, Reb Chia Breder of Ada de Yafo, Reb Yirmiya B'Shem Reb Zeora, Tzorach La'omram B'defi Chachas, right? One has to say the Aseres B'nei Haman in one breath, B'defi Chachas, the Aseres B'nei Haman Iman, and also Aseres B'nei Haman with them. I mean, not just the names of B'nai Haman, also the phrase, Aseres B'nai Haman, with them, as well. The question is exactly where does it start from? Aseres, like how far do you have to go? If you look in the Yerushalmi quoted in the tour, it's just Aseres, you have to say with them, right? You run out of air so how far you have to go could be a big enough gemina, right? Is B'nai Haman, included? If you look in the Shulchan Aruch quotes, here in Tefrei Sadi Tazayin, Tzorach Lomar Aseres B'nei Haman Ve'Aseres Hakol B'Neshima Achas. Right, the tense of Haman and just Aseres doesn't quote Aseres B'nei Haman. Doesn't quote that whole phrase. And Lohodia Shekulam Nehargu B'Nit Lukechad to tell us that reflect us that they were all killed at once. And therefore, see b'neshim achas. Rama v'dafka lechadchila av b'di'evet im hifzik b'neim yatsa. It's only al din lechadchila, quoting from the Maharil. Right? Almost everything, the Maharil is, the Rama is based on the Maharil, the Chumash Hadeshin, and the, much of what we see, the Mahari Bruna. Those are three of his major sources, that we have, with, from the Rama. This is one of them. The Maharil says, this is al din lechadchila. Ulechadchila no'agim lomar, and then the Rama adds, again, from all of that is considered. So that's Aseres B'nei Haman. There is a minhag of many, as we know, that many shuls, they say it themselves, meaning that it's not that, here I'll read the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayei Adam. Chasav HaChayei Adam, Ma Shenoagin B'miktas HaMekomot, Shekol HaKol Omer Aseres B'nei Haman, Eino Minhag. Right, there are some shuls that everybody says it, just like the psukim of Elihu Tamai Sa'ora and Ish Yehudi, just like those psukim are said out loud by the whole tzibur, which are quoted, is quoted in the Ramah later. The Ramah says in the next is Sif Yud Zayin, Yesha Kasvu Shenogin Lomer Dalab Psukim Shel Geula V'Kol Ram. The four psukim related to Geula V'Kol Ram, Ish Yehudi Umordechai Yatsa Elihu Tamai Sa'ora Ki Mordechai Yehudi. Right, those four. V'chei Nogin, V'vedinos Eilu, those four. But the idea of saying Aseres B'nei Haman, at the whole Tzibur, that's not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. That's the Machlokas Chayadam and the Ragged Shavar. So the Chayadam, the Shabru here quotes the Minag, Eino Minag, Ela Hakura Yomram Levad, V'ashar Yishmu Kobol Kal Megillah. Just like the rest of the Megillah. Right, just like the rest of the Megillah, this is not said by themselves. Why would everybody say it? So the Aruch HaShulchan, says, Shetama Minok Hu Bishum Shebazeh Haya Iker HaYeshua. This is also has to do with the Yeshua, just like the four psukim of Geula and the Safras Paneach, as I mentioned, the Rugachover in the Ashmat Stilchas Gershin explains because of the din of Neshima Achas, so that can't transfer with Shomea Ka'oneh. Oh, so this is the Yesod of the Beis Halevi and others, and that is that Shomea Ka'oneh is when I have to say something and then it can be transferred. It's as if I said it when I hear you say it. Shomea Ka'oneh is going to come up on Amud Beis B'Shem on today's daf. But if you have to say it in a certain way, like you have to say it B'Kol Ram, that's the Beis Halevi that Birchas Kohanim cannot be Shomea Ka'oneh. Remember he quotes that one of his, there was a Rav that went to Italy and he walked into a shul and the 10 Kohanim went up because it was a Sephardi shul, there were Duchening and Chutz Laretz, and there were 10 Kohanim that went up to the Duch and they all held up their hands and only one Kohen said, Yivarech Echa Hashem. And the Beis Halevi said, it's wrong. Because the din of Kohanim is B'kol Ram. That's not transferable with Shomea Ka'oneh. So too the Rugachover says here. If you have to say it, but Neshima Achas, that's not transferable. Just saying it. And the Chazon Ish and many others, and obviously the Chayadim here, argue and they say, that's wrong. It is transferable. They have a different view of Shomea Ka'oneh means whatever you do, I get credit for. So, because after all, it says the Chazon Ish. According to the Beis Halevi, if it's how it's read isn't transferred, you have to read it from a text. You can't read it Baal Peh. So how does the Baal Peh and text transfer? Right? Only you have the Megillah, not me. Right? So, but it's transferred. So you have to be mechalik between, Baal Peh, Kol Ram, and so it's a little more difficult. But that's what the Chazon Ish said. It's a hischabrus. It's a coming together of two, and whatever you do works for me. I'll read the Chazanish's Lashon is, Shomea Ka'oneh is, where's the Lashon? He has it in, Orach Chaim Simon Chavtes. V'kiva sheni Shomea Ka'oneh hu hisachtus ha-shomea v'ha-mashmia. Ze b'dibur v'ze b'shmia. Ad she-misyachi is gam b'dibur l'mitzvah ha-shomea. V'lachain it transfers. And therefore, you have to do it ala kos, right, by Kiddush. Right, so all of those transfer, the Chazanish and others, that's where the minhag comes from, of, saying it oneself. That's the Tzofras Paneach and the Chai Adam. V'chulu. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Rav Yosi Barbun. Sarach she'e ish barosh dafa, ve'es besofa. When you write the sons of Haman, so you have to have the word ish on the top of the column, right? Ish, it's not chamesh be'os ish, and then ve'es on top. Ish is on top, and ve'es, before the first name, is at the end of the line. Ish ve'es, pashadot ve'es, and of all the S's are like that. Shekenu, because that reflects shnitz v'nachas kahadin kuntara. What schnitz is like slipping. Nachas means to fall. Kahadein kuntura, like a kuntura is a plumb line like the construction workers use where it goes straight down. So Haman side is like straight down. You have all of the S's on one side and you have all of the names on one side. So it's as if they went straight down. Rav Amar. Sarach lomar arur Haman aru rimbanav. This is afterwards, right? We have the minhag of saying Shoshan is Yaakov and in there we talk about Baruch Mordechai, Arura, Zeresh, and Haman. So Arur Haman and Arurim Banav. That is what also is what we say. Merabi Pinchas, Sorach Lomar, Charvona, Zachor Latov. Also Charvona, we mention Zachor Latov, and again, that's the next halach in the Shulchan Aruch. This is all right there in Tafrei Tzadi. Sorach Shiomar, Arur Haman, Baruch Mordechai, Arura Zeresh, Brucha Esther, Arurim Kol Avdei Kochavim, Bruchim Kol Yisrael. V'tzorach lomar v'gam charvona zachur latov. Why do we have to mention charvona? Right? Because charvona is the one that advised Haman, Achashverosh, that, hey, Haman built a tree, so why don't you use that for him? But the Bali Musar, the Bali Hashav asked, but according to Chazal, it wasn't really charvona, it was Eliyahu Navi. Right? It was charvona was one of the officers in the palace, so Eliyahu Navi really dressed up like charvona. So why the gam charvona? Charvona didn't do anything. Right, it was why. So they quote the story of Rav Chaim Yivalazhin, that he had a minog of never making a bracha without somebody answering amen. Somebody was there to answer amen. So one time it was late at night in the Beis Medrash and he was really thirsty and he didn't know what to do. And finally one of his talmidim walked in. And he's like, oh, thank you so much for walking in. He made a bracha, shakol ni'advaro. He said, amen, beautiful. And the next day, the Rav Chaim Yivalazhin says to the Talmud, I'm so happy that you came to the Beis Medrash last night. I was so thirsty. So I didn't come to the Beis Medrash. He said, what do you mean? You were there. He said, no. I went to sleep early. I didn't get up. Rav Chaim Yivalazhin realizes that the Talmud did a come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had sent a malach dressed up like this Talmud, you know, so he could take a drink of water. So, but from then on, Rechavi Volozhin gave special covet to the Talmud. He said, why did he give covet? He didn't do anything. He was sleeping. If the malach chose this Talmud to dress up like, it must be, he must be chashev. If Eliyahu Navi chose Harvona, you know, it must be that he's, somewhat chashev. Okay. Rebrechia, again, okay, I'm gonna take upon myself that chumrah. You have to know what chumrah is appropriate, what we're up to. Again, probably because if you know somebody's listening, you make the bracha better. That's why the chumrah. The all means is mashlim, but again, if we know somebody's listening, we make the bracha better. So, but we should make the brachas better without, dafka taking upon that minhag. Rebrechia, Rav Yirmiyah, Rav Chiya, B'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Yonasan, Katavi Mati Lai Psuka, when he got to this pasuk in the Megillah, Asher Hegla Nevuchanetzar, right, the one that we read in Echatun, Havi Amar Nevuchanetzar Shachar Gatzamas. He used to say, basically, his bones should rot. Right, his bones should rot. Shachar Gatzamas. Shekon Nevuchanetzar, like sometimes we say names of certain Rishoyim, and, you know, we add on a phrase that they should rot. Why don't you do that by all the times Nebuchadnezzar is mentioned in Yirmiyahu? Right? Why only Dafka in the Megillah? It was mentioned one time. Right? So why not? So because in Yirmiyahu, he was still alive. And there's an idea in Koheles that you don't curse somebody when they're alive. That they should rot. Right? But here, when the story of Esther happened, that was a couple of generations later, and therefore, that is what is said. I saw in one of the Svarim in the back, the Tarasan Shal Rishonim, he says maybe this means he read it Nevuchad Netzer. He didn't read it as one word. One word as that was Venira Shekar Nevuchadnezzar Bishtei Milos Shalola Hotzi Mipiv Shame Russia Bishlemus. He wouldn't even say the name. Right? He would just say, like, sometimes it's written Nevuchad Netzer, right? The two words, so he wouldn't even say the name. Okay. Good. So the Mishnah said that when we lay on Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos Mincha, it doesn't count. You have to repeat it again on Shabbos. You don't start from Sheni after Yeredes. Is Tani Tani Olo Lehem Minacheshbon? Some say no. Some say it does count. And on Monday, you start with Sheni. And on Tuesday, maybe you start with Shlishi. Right? And it covers. Reb Zora Abba Bar Yirmiyah Rav Masna B'Shem Shmuel. Halacha Gemisha Omer. Right, we hold that it does not count. Does not count for the counting. Rav Nevenzal notes that isn't it interesting that we lean from the following parsha on Shabbos Mincha? Now you would think maybe maybe we should lean Shvi again. You know why, Dafka? You have to have leaning. Why do you lean from next week's parsha? It's still this week. Right? Did I get a taste? Right? It's like a cliffhanger. You want to get excited? So Rav Nevenzal explains, because in Jewish history, there's always next week's parsha. Doesn't matter what's going on in life. This week's parsha, there's always next week's parsha. Always something to, Kadosh Baruch Hu always promises. Okay. Is Tani Tani Poseach Varoe Golo Mavarech? Some other halachas of Kriyas HaTorah. There's one brisa that says, when you get an aliyah, you open up Poseach Varoe, you see where your aliyah is going to start from. Golel, then you roll it back closed. Umavarech. And then you make the bracha shalafaneha. Why would you roll it back closed? Because you don't want it to appear like you're making a bracha from what's written in the Torah. Right? So that's why you close it before you say the bracha. But others say, there's another bracha that says, no, is tani tani poseach varo mavarech? No. You open it, you look inside where you get the aliyah from, and then you make the bracha. What about the chshash? You look to the side. You look to the side and you don't close it, because then you want to make a bracha on the Torah. So why are you closing it for? Rav Zora, Abba, Bar Yirmia, Rav Matha, Shem Shmuel, Halacha, Kamisha Omer, Poseach Varo Mavarech. Halacha is, you keep it open. You keep it open, and then you make the bracha, you know, you look away. My time, but what's the source? What's the source for, again, my time in Yerushalmi is not what the reason is, what's the source? Because the pasuk says in Ezra, Uke Pischo, when Ezra opened up the, pasuk is actually in Nehemiah, but when Ezra opened Kapischo, Amdu Kol Am, when he opened the Torah, the whole Am stood up. Umakse Basra, and it says Ve'yivarech Ezra es Hashem Ha'elokim Agadol. So it made the bracha. So he says he opened. It was a remez that he made the bracha. The Shulchan Aruch quotes one way, but again, the Be'er Halacha says whichever one does, it's okay. In Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes V'yacharka, again, where it's shown where the Aliyah is going to start from, and then there is no such halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. About, I don't think, about where it ends. I think there is a minhag of some, a minority minhag, I once saw that, you know, where it ends. But, again, that's not mechuyif, right? It might even be, something that, you don't want, maybe you don't want to mess up. But anyway, so the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol Karen Mevorin Lefanel Acharel Uposeach Hasefer Kodem Sheyivarech VeRoe Apasik Shesorch LaHaskel Bo VeYacharkach Yivarech LaAchar SheKara Golul Mevarech." That's the halacha. You keep it open. Rama Ubishasha Mevarech Bracha Rishona. When you make the bracha before the Aliyah, Yahafoch Pana VeLatzad. You look to the side. Shelo Yehi Nirek Mevarech Menatora VeNirali Yahafoch Pana VeLatzad Small. The Rama says, I turn to the small. The Bir Halacha quotes his other minhag of rolling it closed before you make the bracha. He says, Yesh b'yamal l'smoch. V'alpiza enoagim eze makoma, sharon v'golim v'achacha mevarchin, v'nara nara upshata. Right? So whatever one does, one should follow that minhag. But nowhere is it quoted about looking at the end. There is, what happens if you're shown the wrong place? Right? You make a bracha, sometimes, where does it come up? Parshas Naso. Right? Because Parshas Naso is there are a couple of Nasos there. Right, so what's the halacha? So we paskin that as long as it was open to the right column, then you don't have to make a new bracha. If you got it totally wrong, got three columns away, and it wasn't open, then you have to say the bracha lefanel acharei again, because bracha lefanel again. But if as long as it was open to the, if it was the wrong spot, it is okay. The Mishnah Berurah quotes Yoser Tov. Why do you go to the small? Why do you go to the left? Because it's the right side of God. It's ki'ilu God is facing you. Right, so do you min shalakadosh baruch hu? And then he quotes others look the other way, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you know, it's best to just close your eyes. Yoser tov lahatzim einav shlo l'stakel b'sefer Torah b'shas habracha. Ish noagin v'chulu, and he continues. Some bow down when you say the bracha. Bishop covered a Torah. Good, it's fine. So this passage we just quoted from Ezra, from Nehemiah, but Ezra said it. He quoted that he gave a bracha to Hashem Elokim Hagadol. V'megidlo, in what way did he ascribe greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rav Gidel Amar B'Shem HaMeforash. He said the Shem HaMeforash, right? And that's what was the godless that he gave to Hashem. Rav Masna Amar Bibracha Gidlo. What is Bibracha Gidlo? It says the Karban Eid in the second shot. He said, Akel HaGadol HaGibar V'Hanora. Right, he used the phrase that Moshe Rabbeinu used in, I think, Parshas Akef. Rav Simon B'Shem Yeshua Ben Levi Lama Nigra Anshak Reza Gadola. Right, you might remember this from Yuma in the Bavli. Why were they called the Anshe Knesset HaGadola, the men of the great assembly? Shachziru HaGadula Lyoshna. They brought the greatness back, like in the old days. Meaning what? Amar Rabbi Pinchas, Moshe Iskin Matvei Shaltila, Moshe Rabbeinu. He told us the adjectives that we're supposed to use to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakel HaGadol HaGibra V'Hanora. Right, that's the Pasuk. In Dvarim, Paragyud, in Ekev, that's how he describes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we got the first bracha of the Amidah from. Hakel HaGadol HaGibar VaNora. Yirmiya Amar Hakel HaGadol HaGibar VaLo Amar Nora. Yirmiya took out Nora. Right? Yirmiya witnessed, you know, he prophesized and he lived through the Churban. Right? It's unclear where Yirmiya ended up after the Churban. It's unclear in the Nevi'im. Did he end up in Mitzrayim? He told them not to go to Mitzrayim, and some of the Jews went to Mitzrayim. Did he go to Mitzrayim? Did he go to Bab? Not 100% clear. But he didn't say Nora. Vlamahu Gibar. Why did he say Gibar though? She said, Noah Likar is Gibar. She ro b'churban. Shal beis of a shosik. Was Gvura Ezio Gibar? Hakovish is Yitzro. He held himself back while the enemy destroyed his house. Right? That itself is Gvura. He felt that, you know, you might say, as we have mentioned in the past, he held himself back because he loved Am Yisrael. He didn't want to punish Am Yisrael, so he allowed the enemy to destroy the building, and Am Yisrael would survive, and that was an act of Gvura, and that's Gibor. That's why he said Gibor. V'lama lo amar Nora, why didn't he say Nora? Hey, Nora, ela Beis HaMikdash. Because the Beis HaMikdash is a reflection of Nora. Sh'nichsiv Nora Elohim mi Mikdash Echa. So Nora is taken out. That is Yirmiyo. Daniel amar, Daniel, a little bit later in Bavel, Hakel, Hagadol, V'Hanora. Right, so he didn't say... He left out Gibar, right? It's a plug for Sefer Daniel, is one of the most amazing Sfarim in Tanakh. Okay, the last couple of Prakim, we don't know what's going on. But the first six or seven Prakim are very exciting. Very exciting. Some of the middle ones are in hard Aramaic, but the stories are unbelievable, right? The Kifshana Eish and the Gur HaRayos, very exciting. V'lama lo amar Gibar, Banav Misurin, no Sefer in Tanakh needs my Haskama. But, but I'm just mentioning. V'lama lo amar gibar. So why didn't Daniel say gibar? But not misurin bekalarin echanu gvaraso. His children, the Jews, are walking around with in chains. That where's the gvur of Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning the Bnei Yisrael reflect Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Our enemies are his enemies. So if we're walking around in chains, then it's a chil of Bnei Yisrael, it's a chil Hashem. V'lama lo amar Nora, but he said Nora. Nora has to do with the other miracles, the Kivshana Esh, they thrown in the Chaim Shel Azarya, were thrown into the fiery furnace. The Kivan Sha'amdu, so they all left out one of the adjectives. Kivan Sha'amdu, they brought it back. They brought back all the adjectives. Yata, Lokeinu, Akela, Gadol, Hagibar, Vahanora, Shomer, Abris, Vachesed, Al Yimat, Lefanecha, the Gomer, right, Hashem, don't, write, all the Tla'a, Asher, Mitzah, Asnu, right, the Pasuk in, Nehemiah, they brought it back. Ubasav Adam, Yesh, Bo, Koach, Litan, Kitzel, Bedram, Halalu, ask the Gemara, how could Moshe, Yirmiyo, take out one of the Midos? Is there a limit to God? Right, how could you take out these words? So the answer is, it's about what we perceive. And they wanted to be honest. Amar of Yitzchak Bar Elazar, Yodin Hein HaNevi'im She'elokeyen Amiti. They knew their God is MS, and they couldn't reflect something that they didn't feel was MS. Ve'ina Machnifin Lo. And they don't, they don't have to violate Chanufa and, flattering him. They want to be MSdik. Again, there's many parallels in the Medrash between Moshe and Yirmiyo. There are parallels between both didn't want to be a Navi, and both try to run away from their shlichus. But this is crucial. Remember the story that comes up in Brachas and Megillah in the Bavli about the one who wanted to add on, right? This Gemara is about those who took off adjectives. But then you have the one, Ahudanachis, right? It was a Brachas, Lamed Gimel Amed Beis. Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, Ahudanachis, the Kamed Rabbi Chanina. There was that person who went to be the chazan, Rabbi Chanina Shul, Ha'amar, Ha'kel Agadol, Agir Rav Anora, Ha'adir Ha'azuz, Ha'yarui Ha'chazak, Ha'amitz Ha'vadai, Ha'nichbad, amazing, stupendous, awesome, added on a couple of other adjectives, Inch Van Esrei, to Hashem. Him to lodge the Siyam, so Rabbi Chanina waited until he finished, you don't want to interrupt him and embarrass him in the middle, so Kisiyam, when he finished, Amalei, Siyam Tinu Lukul Shifchei Demarech, you got it. Now you perfectly described God, right, with all these adjectives. You didn't leave anything out. Obviously, you can never, you can't add on to the adjectives in the formal text part of Shemona Esrei, because you can never finish. Lamali kulehai, anan, hani tlas damrinan. These three, ilav damrinu Moshe Rabbeinu baraisa. V'yazo ajay asakadola, v'takninu b'tfila. If Moshe hadn't sent them, and the ajay asakadola, like we just learned, they didn't put it into tefillah. Lo avi yichol amemalu. We can't. Va'at amart kulehai. And it gives the mashal of praising somebody who has a lot of gold by saying he has a lot of silver. Right? You can never reach the levels of praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We only use the psukim that were said by Moshe the Navi. And that's also to add why most of our tefillah is from David HaMelech. Most of our tefillah is not our own words. There are places to put in some of our own words. But most of our tefillah, like we say in the Rav Soloveitchik noted, there's a phrase in the morning that we have to have a lot of kavanah with, because that's the basis for everything. Ubishirei David avdecha na'alelcha. We say it in Baruch Sha'amar. With the words of David, we will praise you. That's the matir. That's why we're allowed to approach God, because we're using words that were said by the prophets, said by the Nevi'im, and just like Moshe Rabbeinu in Shemona Esrei. Okay. Hadrol Paraponeil Ear. There's so much here in these prakim. Hakorei sa Megillah, Omed Yoshev. You can say the Megillah sits standing or sitting, right? We know that Meikar Adin, you can say the Megillah sitting. But the Shulchan Aruch quotes that if one is reading it for the Tzibur, one should stand because of Kavanat Tzibur. Omed Yoshev. Kara Echad Karushnaim Yatsa. Even if two people read the Megillah, Yotze, why? Because the Gemara says, even though usually we have the principle of Trei Kali Lo Mishtami, you can't hear two things at once. But if something is chaviv, if something is beloved to me, I will focus and I will make sure to hear it. And therefore, by Megillah, it is a chaviv. Some Rishonim, the Rashbam says, even lachadchila, two people can read it at the same time, right? Because one is chaviv, others say maybe not lachadchila. The Chassam Sofer asked in the tshuva, if Megillah is mamish halel, like one of the three reasons why we don't say halel, so halel you have to stand. So why don't you have to stand for the Megillah? right? If the Megillah is the Hala, Kriyasa Zuhi Alelya, so any you have to stand. So one could answer, is not regular Hallel, right? It's secret Hallel, as we've quoted from the Pachad Yitzchak. Pachad Yitzchak says, why do we say a secret Hallel? Because it was a secret Nes. Right? The Hallel has to mirror the Nes. When it's open miracles, you have an open Hallel. When you have hidden miracles, you have hidden Hallel. So it's Dafka hidden. That's why we don't stand. You don't have to stand, right? Because it has to reflect the events of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Makam Dagal Levarach Yivarach, so Levarach Lo Yivarach. In a makam where the minhag is not to make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. Where to make a bracha, make a bracha. The Gemara is going to say, the Mefarshim explained, this is the bracha after the Megillah. Before the Megillah, you don't have a choice. Before the Megillah, you have to say, Birchas HaMitzvah. The bracha after the Megillah, Haravis Rivenu, there are different minhagim, regarding that bracha. What about Shechianu? So Shechianu we say at night, the night reading. Machlokas Rishonu, whether we repeat it in the morning, because we're doing it a second time. So the Ashkenazim passing like Tosfos, Daf Dalid, that we say it in the morning also. And you have in mind the other mitzvahs hayom, but the Rambam says you do not repeat it. Right? You only say it at night. You do it once and you don't repeat the Shechianu. And that's the minhag of Sfardim. B'sheni b'chamishi b'shabbos u'mincha. Mondays and Thursdays, Shabbos mincha koran shlosha. Three olim. In pochsen men in mosif alein. No osafis and nothing less. Ve'in mafsirin b'navi. And there's no haftorah. There's no haftorah. The Rashba quotes a minhag that some shuls had haftorahs by Shabbos mincha. Shabbos mincha, he quotes, what should follow the minhag? One should follow their minhag, but there was a minhag of having a haftorah by Shabbos mincha. Haposeach v'achosim b'torah mevarach levanel achareha. There's our line that we refer to. The first person who, the Kohen, says the bracha lefaneha, and the achron says the bracha lachareha. That's the minhag of the days of the Mishnah. Hagorzim megillah omed yoshev yoshev v'cholo malo sha'ovar. Find b'di'eved ha'ketchila lo. Is the Mishnah only saying that b'di'eved you can say it's sitting, but l'chadchila you should not say it's sitting? V'tani ma'aseh b'Rabbi Meir, shekar karye miyushav, the Beis HaKnesset shel Tivin, v'nasa la'acher, b'rech aleha. Rabbi Meir read it sitting down, right, in Tivin, and he even gave doesn't have to mean he literally gave the Megillah, but he allowed someone else to say the bracha afterwards. The bracha l'acherel, but you see he was sitting. So keni masnisa, muta l'grosa omed, muta l'grosa yoshev. Yeah, you have to split. Really, the omed and yoshev line in the Mishnah is l'chadchila. Is lachadchila. It's Hakoris and Megillah, Omid Yoshev, that's lachadchila. And then Karashnayim Yatza is like a b'di'eved lashon, so you might say the first line is lachadchila, the second line is b'di'eved. Good. So, says the Gemara, on the last, what we just said, so a mayor gave the Megillah, gave the allowance to make the bracha afterward to somebody else. Ma noza la'achem avarech aleha. Zek kori v'zem avarech. Could one person read the Megillah and one person say the bracha afterwards? The answer is yes. Refuna b'shem rev Yirmiya mikan shashomea kakore. Or what the Bavli says, shomea ka'ona. We have that principle of shomea ka'ona. The poskim say that it shouldn't be that, what about the bracha lefaneha? Could one person make the bracha and somebody else read the Megillah? That's probably not a great idea. Right, because the one who does the Ma'aseh Mitzvah should make the Birchas HaMitzvah, like the Mila. By Mila, it's the father's Mitzvah, but the Mo'al makes the Bracha on the Ma'aseh Mila of Al HaMila. The father says Lachniso. But the one who does the Ma'aseh Mitzvah should make the Bracha. The one who blows Shofar should make the Bracha on Shofar. See, the one who lays the Megillah should make the Bracha on the Megillah beforehand. But the Bracha afterwards is the Bracha Shevach. So that can be transferred. Ksiv, Asher, where's the source? Asher Kara, Lefnei HaMelech Yehuda. Right, it says that the Megillah was read in front of the king of Yehuda. Velo Shafan Karye. It says that Shafan was Kore the Megillah. So how could it attribute it to the king? Ela Mikansha Shomea Kikore. Right? The one who heard it is as if it was read. And again, we discussed that a little bit beforehand. Ma'olam b'nei Sefer Torah. You have to stand up for a Sefer Torah. Reb Chilki of Reb Simon Mishem Reb Lazar Mipnei Benahu Omei Lo Kolchke Mipnei Torah Atzma. You have to stand up in front of the children of the Sefer Torah. Who's that? Talmid Chachamim. Right. You have to stand up for the Talmid Chachamim who just serve the Torah. The Torah itself, of course. So what does this Gemara say? There's more of a reason to stand up for a Torah than for the children of the Sefer Torah. So all the Rishonim ask, isn't this against that Gemara in Makkos Chav Beis where by Rava those foolish come up right the Gavar Rabbah, they stand in front of the Sefer Torah, not in front of the Gavar Rabbah. That Gemara seems to say the Gavar Rabbah, the Talmid Chachamim, were even more of a reason. So we showed him figure out how to put these two Gemaras together. Zeshu Omeid Likros Batorah Bibnei Mahu Omeid. So somebody who's going to be Kore Batorah, right? The Bal Kore. Why does he stand up? Bibnei Kvoda, is it because of the covenant of the Torah? Omeid Bibnei Kavod HaRabim, because of covenant of Tzibur. Why does he stand? So what's the nafkamina if he reads it in private? If somebody's reading a Torah, they used to study, learn from Sifrei Torah. So if you're learning from a Sefer Torah in private, you have to stand? If it's Kavanat Torah, yes. If it's Kavanat Tzibur, no. So in Temer Medekvod, Afilu Ben Alevena, if it's because of Kavanat Torah, you should have to stand even when you learn in private. Right? So the Gemara says, in Temer Medekvod Arabim, you might say, even if it's Kavanat Arabim, Afilu Ben Alevena Tzma, Medekvod Ahu Omed. Even if you say it's Kavanat Arabim, does that Shita reject Kavanat Torah? It could be everybody holds Kavanat Torah. Question is there another element of Kavanat Rabbim? So it could be that even if one is reading it, holds of Kavanat Torah, you would have to stand in private. So what about, says the Gemara, many of us learn from Sifrei Torah and we're not standing? Imomer Atkein, the problem is, if you say everybody has to stand, Afu Mitzasavein Akore. If you always have to stand up when you learn from a Sifrei Torah, they're just not going to learn. It's such a pain. I want to sit down, I'm tired. Right? So I have to stand up to learn from a Sifrei Torah, you know what? I'll skip it. So that's why Chazal were Mekel and said you could sit. And this is what the Gemara says also in the Bavli, that they used to learn Torah standing, right? Just like Maimon Har Sinai was standing. They used to learn Torah standing. That's the Gemara Chaf Aleph. Mimosra Moshe v'Adra v'Gamliel lo hayolumedim Torah ela me'umad. Right? They did it standing because it was Bereses u'Bezia. It was right. Now we wouldn't learn if we don't have to stand. So we're Mekel. Rishol bar Rav Yitzchak, ol Kenishta. One time he went into shul. Chamachad bar Nash koyim mitargim samach lamuda. He saw somebody being mitargim. Right, they used to have a mitargim by the one who says over the tirgum. Not just he was leaning. He was leaning while he was doing it. Amar le azalacha. What are you leaning for? You have to be standing. Sheiv shidin da beimu biyira. Kachad esuicha linoga ba beimu biyira. You have to be standing. Don't lean. You have to be in awe and trepidation. Rav Chagim, Rishol bar Rav Yitzchak, ol Kenishta. He went into a shul. Chamachazana koyim mitargim. He saw the same balkore doing the tirgum. V'lo makim barnash tachtoy. There was nobody helping him out. He was doing both. Amar le azalacha. You can't do that. K'shem shenita adei sirsur, just like the Torah was given with an intermediary, Moshe, kachar atzucha linhopa adei sirsur. So too with us. So there's the Torah, and you have to have a mitar game. Who gives it to us? All Rabbi Yehuda bar Paza, v'avda she'ela, right? He asked the following question, where's the source? Anochi omei ben Hashem v'nechem, right? Anochi omei, Moshe says, I'm between you and Hashem. Bo'esahi la'gil lochem. As Devar Hashem. And you have the Kutzker Rebbe, Anochi, right? It's the ego. It's the Anochi Omid Bersim Anechem. It's the Anochi in us that stands between us and Hashem. And we have to work on pushing down our Anochi. Okay, we'll stop with Rav Chagai, Beth Hashem. Continue next time.